Hi, Rhea.
It's Petica. So, I've been listening to your podfic for years now, and I know I have never properly showed how much I appreciate and adore and love your podfic. And I know I haven't because I am horrible at doing that for everyone, but I do feel like I have this like, great relationship with you as a podficker, and I thought maybe you would like to know my side of it because, you know, it's fun. So, I think I started listening to your podfic back in Stargate Atlantis. I don't know what the first one was, but the ones that I go back to listen to the most are probably M is for Monster and The Girls of St. Mary. I love those podfics both so much. And The Girls of St. Mary's was probably one of the first Always Girls podfics that I listened to. And I totally love that trope now. It's like one of my favorite tropes. And so that you were part of the founding of me loving that trope so much. So thank you for that. I think the time that I really latched onto you, though, and, like, started to appreciate your podfic so much was when I got into American Idol fandom. I think you had already mostly left the fandom by the time I joined, but you left me podfics, and for that I will always love and adore you. I don't even know how many times I've listened to Stardust. I really love that podfic. But the podfic that probably changed me the most or, like, made me sit up the most was House of the Living. Because I had, like, one of the first things I did when I joined American Idol fandom is I ran to Astolat's webpage and read through pretty much every fic she wrote, with the exception of House of the Living. Because I have this thing where I don't like zombies. Half the time they squick me a lot. I really can't handle gore that well. And I just don't see the appeal of zombies. And so I tend to avoid it. And so when I saw that that Astolat had written an American Idol zombie fic, I was just like, nope, don't think I want to read that. But then you made a podfic of it. And the thing is, with when I joined American Idol fandom, I think there was something like only 10 to 15 hours of podfic in the entire fandom. And I was the type of person that could listen to about 5 hours of podfic a day during the work week because I would listen while I was at work. And I'm really monofanish, so I basically only ever listen to one fandom at a time. So it really hurt that there wasn't that much podfic, and I was like, I don't care if it's zombies, I'm gonna listen to it anyway. And that podfic is, I'm so glad I listened to it. It's possibly like one of my favorite podfics in the fandom. I love it a lot. I love the struggle that they go through trying to get away from the zombies. There wasn't too much gore, and I've listened to it enough that I've now normalized the gore that is in there, so it doesn't really bother me as much as, you know, reading fresh zombie fic does. But, like, really, the part that gets me the most, and I'm gonna post this to my journal, so anyone who's listening to this and doesn't want spoilers for the end, pause now and skip forward. But the bit at the end where, like, Adam is giving that interview and he's like, this didn't just happen. And Chris observes at their concert that it's not the idol crowd anymore. It's not, like, the teenage girls and whatnot going to their concert. It's the hardened people, like, wanting to fight against what happened and being like, this didn't just happen. And that just moved me so much, that how you read it and just how the story is. Like, it just moved me so much. And it actually helped me cement in my head this, like, fic kink that I had that I didn't really realize that I had, where I love that reluctant hero trope, where there are people that are just trying to live their lives, and through the course of doing that, they somehow change the world. And, you know, that kind of ties in M is for Monster and the Girls of St. Mary's too, because that's a lot of what they're doing, especially in M is for Monster. That story is heartbreaking, and yet you get that hope at the end. And there isn't quite the hope at the end of House of the Living, but there's like this sniff of revolution coming, and I really, really love that. And I never would have read that fic if it weren't for your podfic, or actually, I still haven't read the fic. I've only ever listened to your podfic, but I never would have experienced that story if it weren't for you. And I appreciate so much for you putting your voice to that and letting me have that experience of listening to it, because I enjoyed it so much. And I continue to enjoy it. I go back and listen to it all the time. And so that also kind of led me into, once I was in American Idol season 8 and there wasn't enough podfic for it, I kind of started spilling over into the other seasons of American Idol, and that basically means season 7, because no other seasons have podfic except for one tiny podfic in season 9. I listened to Real Forever If, which you did, which is another Astolat story. I love that trope again of the bonding. And this one also actually helped change some perspectives and personal things for me as well, because there is another podficker who has podficked this story, and I don't remember which one I listened to first, but I listened to both of them a lot, and I'll like be in the mood for either your version or this other podficker's version. And that was really cool to me, because I've been a proponent of repotting for a long time. I run Multipodicity, and I had been running it before I like listened to these podfics by you, and I can't remember the other podficker's name. Anyways, I'll link to it in the post to my journal. And I'll feel silly because I know the person's name. I had been, a proponent of repotting for a long time. But when I started Multipodicity and really started, like, pushing to make it more accepted for people to do repods, it was really more from a podficker's point of view of, I don't want to be told I can't podfic something just because someone else has already podficked it. And that's really why I wanted multiple copies, more than, oh, I would like to listen to multiple versions. But with Real Forever If, I love the story enough and was listening to the same handful of podfics over and over and over again that I'm like, I need some variety. I'm going to listen to both so that I don't get tired of one voice. And, listening to those two versions side by side just really opened my eyes and made me appreciate repotting in a way that I never had before. And that's pretty awesome. And, so that was cool. And kind of as a moving forward to, like, today's fandoms that I'm more active in, I've been listening to some of your Teen Wolf stuff. And mostly because of House of the Living and that history of, like, you know, you've read, like, all of the fics that I've mentioned so far all of the podfics that I've mentioned so far are stories that really hit my fic kinks in some way, and I super enjoy them and really love not just your reading but the stories that you choose. Like, that's, you choose really great stories to record. So it's kind of to the point where, like, if I'm in a new fandom, or if I want to listen to podfic in a fandom that I'm not that familiar with, if you've podficed in it, I will immediately go to your podfics first, just because I really trust your podfics. So I'm sort of, this past year, kind of in and out of Teen Wolf fandom. I was in it a little more intensely around the start of season two, but I'm not in it that much. I'm kind of more into Bandom, and I'll just occasionally listen to things or have the urge to listen to something in Teen Wolf. And the few times that I've had that urge, especially since I haven't been as deeply into the fandom, I've pretty much always turned to your podfics because, again, I trust you to make really good podfics. And there's three podfics, longer podfics with good stories that I've listened to by you lately that I wanted to specifically mention. And that's DILF, Alpha Spikes, and Pull of the Tide. And DILF and Alpha Spikes were both stories that I had heard people talk a lot about, and I might have eventually gotten around to reading them, but I loved your podfics of them. They were great. But Pull of the Tide was one that just really stuck with me. I loved how we got to see Styles be like a BAMF, and how he was still him, but like he was just like super competent, but I don't know, it was just, it's such a great story. I love it so much. And in fact, just this past weekend, I listened to it again, because that is probably one of the Teen Wolf stories that has stuck with me most in that fandom. And I know for a fact I never would have read it if you, I never would have heard the story if you hadn't made a podfic of it. So thank you for that, because I really, really enjoyed your podfic of it and the story and your reading and everything. So, yes, those are a lot of the highlights of how I think of you as a podficker and how your podfic has affected me. And I just wanted to say thank you for being so prolific, for being so great, for bringing these stories to me that I never would have touched otherwise. Thank you. And keep up the good work.